Hello, everybody. It's been a long time since I posted. It's miserably hot out here in Corning, California. It's about 109 degrees. So it's been quite a while. I think the last time I posted was, late May, I think it was. But yeah. Anyways, the reason I'm posting today is for several reasons. I need to update you guys. I got an iPhone 6, 16 gig, thanks to the courtesy of Verizon. They were offering their promotional deal where if I upgraded a line or opened the service, I can get a phone for free. Basically, they offered a $200 discount. So I went ahead and I used my mom's upgrade and transferred it to my line, which they were very nice, so I want to thank you, Verizon, for that. And basically, I was able to get the iPhone 6, 16 gig in gold, and I know most of you are wondering, well, why did you get the 16 over the 64? Didn't make sense for me to, I guess, pay $200 when I was going to get $200 given to me for free, so. And also, I'm not an app junkie, so that's why I chose with the 16, and I figured whatever I do, I can delete or back it up to my computer, wherever is the safest, and whichever way I choose. Now, the other reason I'm talking to you guys today is just a random curiosity thought that is going through my mind, and maybe you audio listeners who are blind and or visually impaired can help me solve this. So a friend of mine and I were considering attending the local California Council of the Blind convention that is to be held in October 1 through 4 in Woodland Hills, California, which is basically right near Los Angeles area. And I went online to the California Council of the Blind website and noticed that for those nights from October 1st to 4th, they're charging $100 for a hotel. They're also going to charge for whatever you choose, banquets, you name it. So that adds up really quickly from like 30 to 50 bucks a pop. And then not to mention you're paying your way to and from the event. And from what I gathered, maybe I'm wrong, but there's no bus station that takes me to or from Woodland Hills. I would have to find a way to get there if I choose to go either Amtrak or Greyhound or whatever the case may be. So that's at least a couple $100 there. So it adds up very quickly. I guess my question is, why is it that both ACB, American Council of the Blind, and or National Federation of the Blind, NFB, like to charge such high prices to attend their conventions when most of us blind people are on a budget because we receive Social Security or any other supplemental aid? And unless you get sponsored, it's almost near to impossible to attend. So hopefully I don't bore you guys with such detail. I hope you guys enjoyed the audio boom. It's decent quality based on the microphones on this particular iPhone. And I apologize for the background, but being that it's hot, I have the AC on and family's watching TV in the living room, so that is that. Anyhow, you guys all take care. I look forward hearing your responses. You can tweet your responses at Maldonado, MALDONADO 0767. Thank you all for listening. Take care.